And so it has begun. Were you prepared? It's the season of storm warnings. All along the Northeast Park are traveling to visit families of friends of paying the price. They will warn, we will warn, we were advised. Now just the look of us. First big snowstorm of the season. From Pennsylvania to Maine, forecast is rain, about sleet or snow, up to 12 inches of it in some parts. Perhaps some of you are in it, coming south. Maybe things change accordingly. Those who did not, well, they are now doing some treacherous, long travel lines. The airports on Route 95. It was 25 years ago tonight, Sunday after Thanksgiving, I remember being stuck in such traffic on the famous Hackensack Bridge. I know it well, perhaps. Over the last year, I was with my nephew Kevin. After Thanksgiving, we were driving back from Berlin to Boston, where he was a student at Boston College. Kevin was a bit anxious as he had an exam the next morning, which he was not prepared. Well, traffic happens to be creating a big failure. Slowly, bumper, stop, go, for 9 minutes. But he had his in. And in that slow traffic, I was able to raise some questions. Kevin, you know this, you know this. Why don't you think about this? Suppose you give this as an answer. Needless to say, he was prepared by the time he got into Connecticut. And the next day, he aced the exam. Well, sometimes such long traffic exam, traffic lines, can be a benefit. But like the weather forecast, tonight's readings for the first Sunday of Advent can be seen as advisory, for calling us to be prepared. Such is the season of Advent, inviting us, encouraging us to be prepared not just for the coming of Christ at Christmas, but for the second coming of Christ. As we'll hear such calls to be prepared over the next several weeks through a combination of passages from Isaiah and from Matthew. Today's words, tonight's words from Isaiah, offers a sense of hope for us individually. Indeed, for the entire human family. How encouraging are such ancient words. Quote, they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train in war again. An image, a hope, perhaps a fantasy. But these words represent at that time one of the seven visions Isaiah shared with the people of Judah in the 800 years before Christ, as he wrote to God's future coming to establish peace on earth. For as Isaiah, there will be peace among nations, all nations, and prosperity as people turn away from conflict to peaceful relations. You see, in the 8th century before Christ, Isaiah was trying to warn the people of his time, the Judah in the south, the unit dangers of assault from their enemies, the Assyrians, who had already enslaved Israel in the north. He was urging the people to remain faithful to God and to enforce his message. So Isaiah offered them a vision, a hope for peace and unity, not just for them, but for all the peoples of the world. A good thought, a hopeful image. The question, of course, was, for the ancient Jews, were they prepared to receive such a vision? Similarly, Isaiah offers us the challenging questions, are we prepared to work for such a vision of hope, of justice, of peace in our time? What would we do in this happening, within our families, in our nation, in our world? Matthew 2 challenges his listeners to prepare the ominous words. Had he known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you, we, must be prepared that the hour you do not expect, someone may come. Some 50 years after Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, Matthew is inviting Greek listeners and a apocalyptic image of the second coming of Christ, where they have to believe that the return of Christ is in. So he portrayed his survival in a shocking image of a thief breaking into your home, throws you off balance, doesn't it? He's advising his listeners to be prepared to be surprised, in a way, to be prepared to be unprepared. Here is a thought experiment I invite you to try. What if we were to imagine that this Christmas was our very first Christmas, not as children, but as adults? How do we prepare with excitement, hope, but not for games and toys, but as someone who, as an adult, never heard of the person Jesus, or born of a virgin in a place called Bethlehem? And then we one day preach, teach, cure, die, and be risen. What if that happened? In your first journey, your first path, what would you feel? What would you think? Would it make a difference in your behavior, in our behavior? And try a second thought experiment. Imagine that this Christmas will be your last. May you be given eternal diagnosis. And then your doctor informs you that you most not likely to live until next year. The diagnosis shocking, throws us off balance. Whether we like it or not, we have to prepare for death. As you do these two thought experiments, consider the words from Isaiah regarding the first Christmas or our last, about peace or for Matthew. We prepare for this assault. And then, again, listen to the words of Paul. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep, for our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. Let us throw off the works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. My brothers and sisters, God is with us. That's the armor of light. Whatever happens to us, beginnings or endings, it's life, it's life, it's a gift. Christ is here now. Christ has come at the first Christmas. Christ is with us, and Christ will come again. We say it at every Mass. But what does it mean for us? Really, these experiences, exercises, if you will, of imagining being our first or last Christmas, may offer a different perspective of what the ancient Christians reacted to when they first heard the words of Matthew or even Isaiah and said to themselves that they really do need to be awake and have a new awareness of light, of Christ, of the armor of light that protects us no matter what, of the hope. In so many words, they may be prepared to be unprepared. They are confident, and if you look at life with a new courage, a new good vision, a new hope for peace, yes, this is the gift of Advent. As we journey, it's not just getting to Christmas, it's right here, it's right now. I want to notice it. Not to be anxious or for a growing sense, but in a sense that God indeed has created for us, individually and collectively. For God has come, will come, and continues to come into our lives. Our challenge then, as we begin our Advent journey to Bethlehem, is to prepare. Brothers and sisters, Advent with a multitude of meanings has begun. Let us prepare together to be awake, to become more aware of God's presence, through word and sacraments, through stories and songs. Receive God's meaningful and hopeful message. This act, which has begun, let us together be prepared.